It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. Calling all young anglers, the Rotary Club of Truckee invites kids 12 and under to the Fishing Derby coming up June 21st from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Coldstream Pond, just behind Donner Memorial State Park. This free event is a perfect way for families to enjoy the outdoors and introduce kids to the fun of fishing. Bring your poles and join local experts and the Rotary Club for a morning of fishing and family fun. The Truckee River's in excellent shape heading into this first full weekend of June. Flows vary by section, around 75 CFS out of Tahoe City, 310 through the town of Truckee, and 900 CFS near Ferret. While flows are strong, they remain stable and trout are active thanks to increasing bug life and optimal water temperatures. Indicator nymphing with weighted flies continues to be a productive technique, though using streamers and tightline Euro nymphing are also finding success throughout the day. Look for pale morning duns, blue-winged olives, and caddis to trigger feeding windows from mid-morning through the afternoon. With larger fish on the move and high water offering protective cover, now is a great time to fish the Truckee River. Just be mindful of wading conditions in certain areas. Focus on faster riffles, pocket water, and deeper pools for the best results. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee River are pheasant tails, size 14, split case pale morning duns, micro stones, San Juan worms, tungsten drowned ants, size 14, snowshoe caddis, size 14, micro mayflies, size 18, caddis pupa and adult caddis, crayfish patterns, and small streamers. The Little Truckee River continues to fish incredibly well this week. Cold, clear water and consistent bug life are setting up great conditions for both nymphing and dry flies. Subtle presentations with midges, betas, and split-case pale morning duns are getting solid results, especially under an indicator. If you're after topwater action, early afternoon hatches of pale morning duns, blue-winged olives, green drakes, and March browns are starting to bring fish to the surface, especially in slower pools and foam lines. Stealth is key, and well-placed casts can yield rewarding takes. With these early June conditions, the Little Truckee's a great bet for skilled anglers looking for a technical and rewarding day on the water. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are green drake, size 12, March browns, pheasant tails, size 16, film critics, juju beta, size 18 to 20, red-headed stepchilds, split-case pale morning duns, Quigley's blue-winged olives, zebra midges, size 20, San Juan worms in tan colors or small streamers. If you're firing up the grill before the burgers hit the flame, swing by Mountain Hardware and Sports for all your grilling needs. Sauces, spices, fuel, tools, and more. If you're looking to upgrade your setup, check out their great selection of grills and let their knowledgeable team help you find the perfect one for your deck, patio, or campsite. You can also shop for grills and accessories online at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake continues to fish well following spring stocking. Shore anglers are reporting good action near the boat ramps and west end docks using power bait and worms. Trolling for lake trout in the 100-foot water column remains productive, with some larger mackinaw showing up in deeper zones. The kokanee bite is gradually picking up around 30 feet. Early mornings are best before boat traffic increases. Water clarity is good and surface temperatures remain in the low 50s. Overall, it's a great time to fish Donner. Just make sure to head out there in the early mornings or evenings. Donner Lake is at 100% capacity. Speaking of 100% capacity, water levels at Boca Reservoir are at maximum. That's 150% capacity. Trollers are finding success near the dam and along the West Shore coves using Rapalas. Trout fishing has been solid for both trolling and shore tactics. Worms and power bait on a slip sinker rig are working near the southeast banks. Stampede Reservoir is serving up solid kokanee fishing, with fish stacking shallow in the mornings and dropping deeper as the sun climbs. Early birds are scoring with green hoochies, pink and purple squids, orange dick knights, and wedding rings around 30 feet. Trout activity near the inlet is best early and late. Try woolly buggers or small streamers for rising fish. Surface temperatures are in the high 50s. Stampede Reservoir is also at 100% capacity. Shore fishing is strong at Prosser Creek Reservoir as post-spawn fish move out of the tributaries. Power baiting worms under a bobber with a slip sinker rig are producing the fish here. Focus on early morning and late evening when fish are cruising the banks. Cutthroat and rainbows are the main targets, and bass are starting to push into the shallows. The water is in the mid-50s with solid clarity. For a quiet and productive outing, Prosser's a good choice this week. Prosser Creek Reservoir wins the capacity scale with current water levels around 160% of normal. And the Pyramid Lake fishing season is winding down, but fishing remains hot in deeper water. Trolling with a boat in 60 to 90 feet with orange flatfish or spoons around Warrior Point, Monument, and Hell's Kitchen is producing quality Lahontan cutthroat. Focus on early morning deep trolling for best results. Anglers using float tubes should be mindful of the wind in the afternoons at Pyramid. The lake closes on June 30th, so now is the time to get in a trip to Pyramid Lake before it wraps up for the season. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing too.